In medicine, it's always tempting to think that the latest thing is always best, particularly when new technologies or treatments are often showered with good news stories promoted by the medical device or pharmaceutical public relations firms. The trouble is that medical technologies can get onto the market without the rigorous clinical trials that medications undergo. Cataracts are cloudiness in the lens of the eye, and 250,000 removals are done each year, mostly privately. So it's big business. A relatively recently introduced procedure for cataract surgery is what's called FLACS, or Femtosecond Laser-Assisted Cataract Surgery. It costs about $1,000 per eye, more than regular cataract surgery, and has, like many techniques, been subject to a lot of publicity. But a recent journal editorial called FLACS the Emperor's Clothes. Peter Davies is an eye surgeon in Newcastle and has carried out some of the research that's led to that conclusion. Welcome to the Health Report, Peter.
Hello, Norman.
So for those of us who kind of just look at the eye and we see the beautiful eyes of somebody in front of us, what are we talking about with cataract surgery? How is it done and how is it different with laser surgery?
I agree. The eye is beautiful and most people...
Well, you mean you're living out of it, you're biased.
And I look at them as well. But look, most people nowadays are living long enough to need cataract surgery at some stage. So it is relevant to most of your listeners. Cataract is, as you said, it's cloudiness of the lens inside the eye. So we have to get into the eye. And traditionally we do that with a blade, sometimes a diamond blade or a steel blade. And we make a very small incision into the clear window of the eye called the cornea. And then through that incision, we put a probe, and usually it's an ultrasound probe, and we literally suck out the cloudy contents of the lens, which is the cataract, and we insert an artificial lens in its place. So when we use laser, we're not getting rid of the traditional technique. What we're doing is an additional laser procedure which precedes what I've just described to you. And we use the laser to, this is what we are hoping we would do, to cut the wound into the cornea. And then we were going to pre-treat the cataract with the laser. And we were hoping that that would reduce the overall energy in the eye and reduce the inflammation for the procedure. And it was on that hope that we embarked on this laser cataract surgery journey in 2012.
There's a capsule around the lens, and so what does the laser actually do?
Well, there is a capsule around the lens, that's right. So once you've cut the cornea, the laser cuts a round hole into the capsule on the front of the lens. And you can tear that hole with forceps, and in fact, you can tear that round hole very accurately with forceps. And this is what we showed with our electron microscope images here in Newcastle and also in Tasmania, that ironically, when you tear that capsule with forceps, you get a much more precise edge to the tear than you do if you cut it with little laser explosions with the femtosecond laser.
So in other words, it was trying to give you a better access so that you can get what's called the phaco in to do the ultrasound emulsification.
Correct.
Now, learning to use this laser is not straightforward. There's a learning curve, is there not?
Well, some people say there is. I actually disagree. This is one of the arguments people put forward to continue
to promote.
I've
heard that you don't want to be in the first 50 eyes of laser cataract removal.
My first 50 eyes were great. It was the cases after the first 50 where we started to really notice some problems. So in our research, we did not identify a learning curve. And this made us think that we should be looking more deeply in how the laser cuts the human tissue. And we found that, in fact, the laser was not cutting the human cataract as cleanly as had previously been published.
With what effect?
Well, we believe that the effect was we had a higher complication rate. So after a few months of using the laser, I was observing more complications in the laser cataract cases.
Such as?
Well, the capsule tears and capsule ruptures, so that the overall structure, the ligament structure that supports the new lens in the eye, it just was not as strong.
Oh, I see, because you don't destroy the capsule, you leave it intact and you take out the old lens and you put the artificial lens into that capsule.
Correct.
So it's quite important that it's in pretty good shape.
It's very important. And good surgeons want to have a capsule rupture rate of about 1 in 1,000. So it's very important to keep that capsule intact to support the new lens.
So what was the study you did? Because you've done a couple of studies which have been published internationally.
We have. So we wanted to independently study laser cataract surgery, monitoring our results very carefully. And we wanted to compare the groups of manual traditional cataract surgery and laser cataract surgery. That's really what as good as we could do in a clinic-based study. So our groups were not blinded. It wasn't a randomized trial.
You just compared two clinics, one doing the traditional way and one doing laser surgery.
Exactly, but we're comparing the groups within two clinics. So at both clinics, we were doing both manual and laser cataract surgery.
And the results?
Well, the results were, as I said, we had a higher complication rate, but the other result was that our visual results were no better. So why are we doing laser cataract surgery in the first place? Ultimately, we want that to translate to better outcomes for patients. Our patients, we want them to see better, preferably without glasses. And unfortunately, we found no benefit from laser cataract surgery.
And if anything, some complications at extra cost. So the kit costs a lot of money and the consumables cost a lot of money.
Absolutely. So the laser itself cost us $600,000 and each case was $500. So this was a major shock and a major finding, and we felt that we needed to publish these results, which we did in January 2014 in the Ophthalmology Journal.
And now some international teams have done the same thing and recently presented in Lisbon at the International Eye Conference.
They have, which has been a great relief to me, because you'd imagine we really stuck our necks out 3 or 4 years ago with these findings, but we did so because we thought it was true. And what was presented in Lisbon about 2 weeks ago were two major studies. The first was a Cochrane review. You'd be familiar with the Cochrane
group. Brings together the available evidence.
They do. And they found that when they looked at it, that laser cataract surgery offered no benefit for patients. But they also found evidence of bias in the literature. Now, this is something that we looked at. I looked at with Professor...
Because of industry sponsorship.
Well, there's lots of reasons, but perhaps that's one. So I just did a review with my good friend, Professor John Addier here in Newcastle. And John Addier's team concluded there was strong evidence of bias in the published literature.
So... where does that leave the consumer? Because somebody told me that people were so enthusiastic about it that some ophthalmologists in Sydney were trucking people across Sydney. They got the laser in one place to come back for their traditional, the rest of the cataract surgery in another. I mean, this is almost like a bandwagon here.
Well, there certainly has been enthusiasm, as you'd understand, and this is where good quality science should catch up with the enthusiasm. And the other study that was published in Lisbon was what's called the FEMCAT study, and we're very grateful to the French government for funding this study. This was a blinded, randomised control trial that was completely independent of industry, and it also has concluded no benefit for laser cataract surgery.
So if you're a patient and your GP is referring you... it doesn't have to be laser surgery. The old way is just as good, if not better.
Well, personally, in my centre and in Professor Vogt's centre in Launceston, that's absolutely true. I think patients need to trust the medical process. Doctors really are trying to work for the good of the patient. But certainly, as a consequence of these latest studies, I think all ophthalmologists globally should reconsider how they talk about laser cataract surgery and in fact, cataract surgery in general with their patients.
Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Norman.
Peter Davies is Medical Director of Newcastle Eye Hospital. You're listening to The Health Report here on RN, ABC News and CBC Radio across Canada.